They should stay at the site of the infection, which are your barriers, guys. And if you understand the immune system is designed to fight the battle at the level of the barriers. It's designed to fight the battle at the GI barrier. It's designed to fight the battle within the lung barrier. It's designed to fight the battle at the barrier of the skin. It's designed to fight the battle there. But what are we doing that doesn't make sense? We are bypassing the barriers with foreign proteins, and now we are seeing the result of doing that. Guys, just look at immunology and see that we're doing things completely backwards. So guys, right now, this is my opinion. I'm going to give you what my opinion is that this was a pandemic of the inflamed. Okay, the people who have chronic systemic inflammation. And right now we have a pandemic of the vaccinated. That is my opinion. You can agree, you can disagree, but just be respectful. So guys, it really comes down to health. It comes down to this, is that first and foremost, you have to realize what are your inflammatory triggers. You have to start removing that. The body will not heal unless you remove the inflammatory triggers. And once you remove the inflammatory triggers, it is then and only then can you start to restore and start to rebuild the body. See, a lot of you, you're trying to rebuild your body and you don't know what your inflammatory triggers are. And it's no different than you falling down, skinning your knee. And then the next day you fall down, you skin your knee. And the next day you fall down, you skin your knee, and a year later, you can't figure out why you still have a skin knee.
Project Veritas have recently gone public with documents suggesting that gain-of-function virus research has been secretly taking place despite top-level denial. Is this the smoking gun that suggests the virus has leaked from a lab and is the origins of COVID-19 as they infer? I have previously explained why virus gain of function is nonsense in my video Gain of Function Gaslighting. Due to YouTube censorship, it had to be taken off that platform, but it can still be viewed on my Odyssey channel. I point out that big tech platforms seem to even occasionally promote the gain of function narrative while massively suppressing virus existence videos. Anyway, today we'll strip back what's in these latest documents involving an apparent whistleblower, DARPA, Peter Daszak's EcoHealth Alliance, and Chinese bat caves. I'll reiterate why it's crucial to keep your eye on the ball with all these distractions, because when it comes to viruses, there is one thing they don't want us to talk about at all. So let's do just that. What does gain of function refer to? Virologist Vincent Racaniello states that gain of function research gives an organism a new property or enhances an existing one. The organism can be a virus, bacterium, fungus, rodent, bird, fish, or anything that can be experimentally manipulated. I don't think there is anything wrong with that statement, except that he has mentioned the word virus, which, as we will see, is where the gain of function story falls apart before it even starts. With regards to the other organisms he mentioned, we can confirm empirically that they exist and gain of function could be a meaningful concept. For example, it is easy to create antibiotic resistance in bacteria. Although that was not the intention, microbiologists are noticing that increasing numbers of bacteria are becoming resistant to antibiotics that are used in various industries. So creating a super resistant bacterium in a laboratory would be relatively easy to do as well. Now, I'm not an advocate of using antibiotics in most settings and think that their use should be curtailed. But even if resistant bacteria do appear, it would not be a problem for the vast majority of humans because it is all about the terrain. Although what I've just said may trigger germ theory germophobes. In any case, let's get back to discussing gain of function research in viruses. By definition, a virus is a particle consisting of a genome surrounded by a proteinaceous coat that can parasitize a host cell. And in this case, the particle is alleged to be SARS-CoV-2, which causes a disease known as COVID-19. Whether by intentional or accidental release, the lab leak proponents say that Fauci and co. were funding gain-of-function research on coronaviruses in locations such as the Wuhan Institute of Virology. However, like patents that have been filed for alleged coronaviruses or secret documents said to be leaked, writing something down does not mean that it corresponds to reality or is even biologically plausible. Unfortunately, the gain of function red herring can spread pretty quickly because, like any stinky fish, it distracts from the fundamental issues at play. For a start, what exactly is anyone proposing the gain of function achieved? The whole story still involves the invention of a fictional illness that can be explained by rebranding other illnesses and calling completely well people cases. So what do the various documents surrounding DARPA, the EcoHealth Alliance, and the Wuhan Institute of Virology inform us? Firstly, there is a letter from Major Joseph Murphy, a former DARPA fellow in the US Marine Corps, sent to the Department of Defense's Inspector General. To me, the letter is a curious mix of fact and fiction. He refers to the EcoHealth Alliance proposal to DARPA regarding experiments with alleged bat coronaviruses and says that despite official denials, the work was being done. This, however, is irrelevant with regards to whether the viruses exist, as I will explain soon when we look at the document. Murphy claims that SARS-CoV-2 is a synthetic creation with a spike protein inserted into a recombinant bat SARS-CoV backbone. Now, while I agree that the spike protein and its sequences, which have patent histories, are synthetic creations, I've never seen direct evidence that they are part of any virus. In fact, SARS-CoV-1 was never shown to exist as a complete particle either, as I've explained previously in my video, What Happened to SARS-1. He goes on to say, the synthetic virus leaked and spread rapidly because it was aerosolized so it could efficiently infect bats in caves. Interesting. But all the experiments I've looked into failed to demonstrate aerosol transmission of anything apart from genetic fragments which are detected by PCR and then claimed to be viruses. For example, this 2021 paper claimed that SARS-CoV-2 was being aerosolized by monkeys. However, their methodology reveals that they poured 4 mL of a genetic soup said to contain the virus directly into the monkey's lungs. By the way, 4 mL of anything is a huge amount to pour into a little monkey's windpipe. Then they collected air from their exhaled breath at days 2, 4, and 6 and performed PCR on selected sequences up to 45 cycles. Hey presto, on days 2 and 4, they were able to detect some of the same genetic fragments they had poured into their lungs. Coming back out again. Can you see the problem here? None of this requires the existence of a virus. The monkeys were simply breathing out what was poured into their lungs. The title, which claims that the monkeys were infected, is similarly misleading. None of them were infected with anything, let alone the alleged COVID-2 virus. And did they perform a comparative control experiment? Of course not. That would spoil everything. Major Murphy goes on to say that the COVID-19 illness is readily resolved with early treatment that inhibits the viral replication. What illness is he referring to here? It needs to be remembered that COVID-19 itself is a farcical clinical condition. The only requirement is the result of a PCR process that does not detect a virus. It simply amplifies selected genetic sequences. It has no established diagnostic significance for the person or jackfruit or whatever the sample was taken from. This was all explained back in 2020 in another one of my videos banned by Big Tech called What is a COVID-19 Case? Murphy goes on to say that many doctors in the country have identified that the symptoms of the vaccine reactions mirror the symptoms of the disease, which again is problematic for the same reason of what clinical disease he is referring to. All of the new problems are coming from the vaccines because that is the only direct evidence we have for how the spike proteins and non-biological components get into the body. Hence, the only engineered bioweapon we can confirm the existence of is the injections. The virus concept remains limited to hypothetical genetic sequences and databases, molecular detection techniques, and indirect experiments in the lab. Another red flag for me was that I was unable to find further information about Major Murphy and his background regarding medical matters and virology. I do wonder whether the letter has had significant input from other proponents who have been pushing the lab leak and gain of function narrative. And from my point of view, it contains no useful verifiable scientific information. He may have identified some institutional corruption, but that doesn't relate to the existence of alleged viruses such as SARS-CoV-2. In any case, if he wants to step forward, I would be happy to interview him on my channel to put some further questions to him in the hope of clarifying his experiences. Another document promoted by Project Veritas relates to Peter Daszak and EcoHealth Alliance's 2018 proposal, Project Diffuse, Diffusing the Threat of Bat-Borne Coronaviruses, which was seeking funding through DARPA's PREEMPT program. This proposal is full of scientific nonsense and opens by saying, our goal is to defuse the potential for spillover of novel bat origin high zoonotic risk SARS-related coronaviruses in Asia. Yes, the old bat cave story involving fictional coronaviruses, which are nothing more than genetic sequences detected in bat poo that was also covered in my SARS-1 video. The fallacy doesn't stop Dashik & Co. from fraudulently claiming that they have published direct evidence of spillover of novel SARS-CoVs into people in Yunnan province, China. And viruses are a clear and present danger to our military and to global health security. This all sounds pretty scary, but for $14,209,245, Dashik and his team can apparently defuse this problem for us. The proposal says they will sequence the spike proteins and reverse engineer them into viruses to infect humanized mice and assess capacity to cause SARS-like disease. While it is possible to engineer a spike protein, as we have seen with the gene-encoded vaccines, but they have never been proven to be part of a pathogenic virus. And with regards to mice studies, are we talking about the similar alleged SARS experiments, which are all just examples of mistreating animals with anti-science when the methodology is examined? What they rely on is the reader not being able to interpret the papers they are being referred to. For example, in Part D, Technical Plan, they say, for the past 14 years, our team has conducted COVID surveillance in bat populations across South China, resulting in greater than 180 unique SARS-CoVs in approximately 10,000 samples. What they actually have is in silico hypothetical sequences created from millions of genetic fragments found in bat feces. There was no proof that any of these alleged genomes exist in nature, or if they do exist, that they have anything to do with viruses. There was this ridiculous photograph showing particles that were produced in the lab following double dose triple antibiotics in multiple passages of the tissue culture.
Speed is of the essence.
Their idea of purification looks rather dubious, and the particles in the image were never demonstrated to be viral in nature. Also conspicuous by its absence was a comparative control for this part of the experiment. The whole Eco Alliance sales pitch thus relies on the claim that this is all well-founded science and that pathogenic coronaviruses exist and are springing out of bat caves. For me, it fails on the scientific fundamentals. The documents show that DARPA officially rejected the project, but whether this alleged research continued or not is irrelevant on the scientific front because there has been no demonstration that they are working with actual viruses. Dashik & Co. are already getting hundreds of millions of dollars in funding, so of course, they will continue with their anti-science marketing funnel if they can pick up another $14 million. Don't forget that this is the same guy that said back in 2015, to sustain the funding base beyond the crisis, we need to increase public understanding of the need for medical countermeasures, such as a pan-influenza or pan-coronavirus vaccine. A key driver is the media, and the economics follow the hype. We need to use that hype to our advantage to get to the real issues. Investors will respond if they see profit at the end of process. What they don't want you to know is that there is no direct evidence that pathogenic viruses exist and cause disease in humans. In our book, Virus Mania, we outline why this multi-billion dollar industry that can be used to control the world relies on getting the public to believe the virus narrative. If the public doesn't catch on to the lies of virology, then never-ending pandemics are what's in store for them. The COVID-19 fraud and war on humanity has been an example of how far the lie can be pushed. Once the COVID-19 show ends, there will be another virus waiting in the wings, unless people can see that the emperor has no clothes. The apparent revelation of these recent documents does nothing to change what we know about nature and the state of the scientific evidence. I'm sure we'll see more distractions permitted in the future to bring the masses back into the fold when they get bored or suspicious of the plotline. If there's anything I've learnt in the past 2 years, it's that big tech suppresses distribution of the virus existence material more than anything else. That's why I can't even upload this to my YouTube channel. So feel free to keep talking about it and bringing as many people on board as you can. And for further information surrounding gain-of-function fantasies, you can watch my video, Gain-of-Function Gaslighting. To help sustain my channel in this time of censorship, please support my work on Subscribestar.
Link is in the description.
So that we don't lose touch, please find me at drsambailey.com and sign up for my free newsletter.
Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Nobody ever loved me like she did. She does. And if somebody loved me like she does, yeah, she does. Yeah, she does. First.